Hi, I'm Daniel from Hunting Grounds.
And hey, I'm Galen.
Guys, you haven't performed locally for about 8 months now. Can you fill us in on what you've been doing in that time?
Basically, writing our bottoms off, just trying to get an album together and rehearsing as much as we can and just gold mining.
Yeah. Just what the locals do.
Obviously, you change your name from Howl to Hunting Grounds. How long does it take to kind of shake off an old name?
Ages, way too long.
Yeah.
It's still been a very long process. Now. I think probably because we played for quite a few years under Howl, and now we have to sort of slowly bring in the new regime.
You've recently released a film clip of your latest single, In Colour, and it starts as though you're all soldiers trekking through the jungle in kind of like you're in the Vietnam War or something like that. And when the chorus kind of hits, there's a bit of a twist. Can you tell us about that?
It's basically everything's completely serious other than the fact that we're, instead of using proper weapons, we're just using fruit, such as oranges and watermelons and stuff. So, a little bit. It was heaps of fun to shoot. I was absolutely, like, because I'm into my history. I'm into my history and stuff.
Galen hides out in his backyard for days.
I still dress like that, casually. It was heaps of fun.
Yeah, no, it was good fun. You look like you're enjoying yourself.
Do you think the latest single will kind of help push Hunting Grounds out there in the music industry?
Yeah, that was one of the things that we're aiming to get out of it. And also, we're going on tour to Living End soon, so we thought it'd be a bit silly to go on a tour without a single out at the moment, so that was also a good factor of releasing that single. But hopefully, yeah, it'll hopefully cement the fact that we're Hunting Grounds now as much as we possibly can.
The new single sounds a lot more, I suppose, polished than a lot of your other stuff previously, would you say?
Yeah, we took a lot more time on the single because, like all the last EPs and stuff were just kind of rushed out. Because we
probably did the first two EPs in like 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days. Because we were poor, we didn't have any money. But yeah, we got to spend a couple of days in the studio working on this one, and we had a lot of time as well leading up to it.
On your Facebook page, you describe yourself as garage, disco, funk, punk. How do you think you've evolved since early days, since you were named the Triple J Unearthed High winner? How do you think you've evolved musically?
We've taken on a bit more of a hip-hop feel and also added in a bit of a psychedelic...
Jungle
boogie. just
the music's just a lot better. We're obviously pretty young when we first... Well, we've been all playing music for so long, so I guess the music's just maturing how we are.
As you said, you're touring with The Living End in September. Do you still enjoy playing locally after playing big gigs around the country?
Yeah, well, we haven't played here for ages. It's going to be so fun to come back and play here.
I'm excited to play.
It's fun to play bigger places and stuff, but it's also nice to come home to a sort of nice, close, intimate crowd.